Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. Oh my god, it's your boy Bones, and I am not joined by Bobby Spitzer this week. Instead, I have brought this upon myself. I have no one to blame but me. I have the great Rob Humphrey with me. Rob, what's something going on?
Not a whole lot, man. What's up?
Not much, dude. Not much.
I was disturbed earlier. I was talking to Ghost, and she said, "Oh yeah, I know you're doing the show with Mikey. He was talking to me about it. So does that mean that I was like your last choice?"
No, I didn't. You know, we've been talking how long? For a good almost half hour now. You waited till now to bring that up, you ass.
Of course I did. I wanted to make sure I made the show.
Oh my god. No, I never asked Ghost to come back on. I did not.
All right.
I did not. But she did mention, why don't you ask Rob? And this was last night, and I was like, you know, like, I feel bad asking him last minute like that. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, no problem doing it to me. And I was like, you're different. At least I told you. I could have just said, hey, you got a minute to talk, and like, bam, like I did
to
her.
Yeah. No, good to be here. You said, you told me Bobby was busy, but I don't think that's true.
Well, Bobby was busy yesterday when we normally record.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually going to join us tonight. And he just ran into a whole bunch more bullshit. And he actually said to me, Mink, I'm out tonight. I thought I could make it, but there ain't no way. I said, All right, no problem. He said, shove it in Rob for me, please.
Oh, whatever. Listen, he said he's busy, but there's a damn pandemic on. He ain't doing nothing. He was just too scared to watch the movie.
You think Evil Dead Remake is the line for him?
Yeah, it scared him off. He didn't want to watch it. The owl turned into a chicken.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, he went from hooty hoo to bok, 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 bok.
Oh my god. He's not going to like that one.
He ain't. That's all right. He should have been here then.
I hope that doesn't follow up to nudity on Twitter, Rob, because I get tagged in those, you know. You're not the only one that has to see it, Rob, all right? You think of everyone else when you say things like that. But so, yeah, no, I might have to give you a couple of zingers just on Bobby's behalf tonight.
All right, that's fine.
All right, because you just gave it to him pretty good. Like, good lord. But yeah, Rob, it's good to have you here. We did have Ghost on. Let me think of the fucking timeline. Last week we had Ghost on, and she told everybody about things she's doing with you. You didn't. That episode isn't even out yet, so you didn't hear the slander I threw at you yet.
No, I didn't hear any of that yet.
Okay, well, I didn't say anything. You don't have to listen to that episode. It wasn't good.
All right, fine.
But yeah, you guys have a podcast going on.
Yeah, we're doing our thing now. It's called This Horror Life, and we just launched it.
Right.
And it's about all things horror. We're going to not only talk about movies, we'll also talk about just the horror lifestyle in general. Ghost is real into or video games, and she's like, we should talk about books too. And I'm like, okay, you can talk about books because I don't read.
Dude, I am so glad you said that. Thank God. Man, I can't do it. You know, it's a shame too, because there's so much gold there. There really is gold to talk about, especially Stephen King, all that. Like, you can go on forever. I just can't fucking bring myself to do it.
Now, any of it's any good, they've turned into a movie. You know, I can talk about that.
Right. Right, yeah. And even if the movie sucked, then you could talk about how bad it sucked.
Right.
Yeah. Like Rubber.
Oh, come on now. That would have been an awesome book.
Would you have read that book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, if there had been a novelization of Rubber, yeah, I would have been all over it.
Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, somebody should.
You would turn that fucking tire into, like, Superman.
I feel like that's kind of a lost art. Do they still do novelizations of movies? Remember, that used to be a thing.
Yeah, I think... You know what? I could be wrong. Nothing's coming to mind, but I don't think, and I think if they do, it's really just probably fan stuff now.
Yeah.
It's really just stuff from books because everyone's lazy nowadays.
Yeah, people are lazy, that's for sure.
That is damn right. But yeah, man, it's cool that you guys are doing your thing. And you know what? I am going to bring up something I said last week. You put out episode zero of This Hard Life.
Yeah.
I feel like that is you trying to be clever.
No, it wasn't me trying to be clever. It was because it's not really a full episode. It's only 10 minutes long, and it's really just an introduction.
Okay.
And so I didn't want it to count as a complete episode.
Okay.
So the next episode will be episode one. God knows when we're going to finally get to record it because of life things. But
mm-hmm. I don't know. It seemed like you were trying to be somewhat cryptic. And no. I don't know.
There's nothing more to it than that.
I know. But even that, it's like, I don't know. It's just episode zero. Like, it sounds like some kind of alien project.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is kind of a weird name or kind of creepy or whatever. But I didn't, you know.
I like it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit that out because I don't want to give you credit on any level, but I do like it. But it just seemed like you tried to be somewhat clever, so automatically I was like, damn it.
Yeah, you should definitely cut that out.
Well, God knows I'm not calling you a genius again. I'm still hearing about that.
Twice, at least.
It was happened, at least.
I remember.
Yeah. The second one was, the first one, it was just me saying it for some reason. The second one, I didn't even realize I said it. I was like, fuck.
I was all over it. I was like, look at that. Mikey finally gets it.
You never miss a chance to pat yourself on the back.
Mm-mm.
But Rob, I appreciate you hopping on this week. I am super interested to see what you think about this movie. Really bad.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll be surprised or not. We'll see.
I don't know. See, I don't think I'll be surprised either way. Maybe one way, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about it in a little bit because we'll get lost in it, I think. I do want to get through the shout-outs. I do want to get through the news really quick. So go to 12nightsofhorror.com, go to horrormoviestuff.com, and promotehorror.com. Go check all them out. Also, go check out our buddies at Friday13thFranchise.com. They're your source for everything Friday the 13th, rights updates, everything, anything and everything. They, Rob, I don't know if you had a chance to look at, a few weeks ago we talked about, they visited Camp Crystal Lake, the real camp, Nobi Bosco. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
Right. Did you get a chance to look at that at all?
I've seen. I don't remember if I looked at what they posted or not. I know that I saw some people posting pictures and stuff.
Right.
From when they went, and I may have looked at theirs around that same time.
Same premise.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something I've always wanted to do, but man, it's expensive.
Isn't it fucked up what they charge for that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just for like the tour and stuff. That didn't include travel and hotel or anything. It was too rich for my blood.
Cause it's out there too. That's another thing.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, even for me, it's in Pennsylvania, right? No, Jersey.
No, it's in Jersey. Yeah.
Right. But it's in like, I mean, it being in Jersey is bad enough, but it's in like buttfuck Jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm in New York right next door. And even that, I think it was like a 5-hour drive or something. I was like, good, man, that's a get up early thing, and I don't do get up early things.
So I really wanted to go, and yeah, I should probably head over there and check that out. I may have already looked at it, but I honestly don't know, because it seems like a lot of people that I follow on social media went this last time they did it,
right?
For some reason.
I think it was some anniversary thing, I believe.
Yeah, it may have been.
It came out in 1980,
yeah, it
would have
been
right?
40. Yeah, it would have been 40 years.
Right. Oh, my God. Isn't it crazy? A movie came out 40 years ago. We're still talking about it. And they put out movies 1 year, and the same year, towards the end of the year, is fucking forgot about.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy, the impact that it's had.
It really is. It really. But, yeah, one day I'm going to go. You know, we should plan one day just finally up and fucking do it, and we could all go together.
Yeah, I mean, we could.
That would be pretty fun.
We'd all have to be able to get tickets to the tour.
Yeah.
Because they do like a lottery thing.
Well, I've gotten the lottery a couple times. So if me and you get it, I'd imagine they'd let you buy two tickets.
Yeah, you'd probably get a pair.
Yeah, so we could get two. I mean, you could give one to Ghost, I'd give one to Bobby.
Yeah, and we could do that.
We might have to keep Bobby in the trunk. For everybody's safety.
Yeah, yeah, we could probably make it work out. It would be cool. It would be a lot of fun.
It would. I feel like we might get thrown out.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be terrible.
But that'd be fun, too.
It would be. We'd be able to say we got kicked out of Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, I feel like Bobby's gonna just do something and we're gonna take the fall for it with him. That's what I feel like.
The cool thing about it too, going there, is like that diner that's in the movie still there. So a lot of people go out there and, you know, take pictures and have lunch,
right,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm looking through the pictures again now. It's really cool to see all that stuff. Like, it's preserved, good for that. And it doesn't look like they changed much, if anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. It's, that website, FridayThe13thFranchise.com, is a great website all around. The Friday movies are my favorite. Like, that's my favorite franchise. So it's a great place to go check stuff out.
Yeah. It's nice because they really are on top of shit, too. They do a good job of staying on top of everything. So it's a really good source.
Yeah.
But now that that's done, can we hump the news with Rob Humphrey?
Let's do it.
It's time to hump the news with Rob Humphrey.
Holy Lord. I haven't gotten to say that in a while, Rob.
Yeah. That's because you don't ever have me on the show no more.
I'm sorry.
You're too busy. You have Ghost on every other week, and you got some Jimmy Diner, whatever that guy's name is. You got him on, but...
I mean, to be fair, the couple of times we had Ghost, it was pure annoyance. It really was. And I tried to do it with her again for Jeepers Creepers 2, and she was not having it. She wasn't falling for it anymore. So having her on after that was really more of a power move for me. It's like, all right, you know what? You don't turn us down. You're coming on, goddammit.
Right. That's funny. She didn't want to be on Jeepers Creepers 2, but she was more than happy to do Jeepers Creepers 3.
Right?
Yeah.
You would. The word obligated comes up.
Right.
I mean, you're going to sit there for that shit.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think Jeepers Creepers 2 is probably the best one of the three of them. I like that one the best.
We're agreeing on something.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first one's good, but I like the second one better.
The first one's great, but the second one is more entertaining. It's more creeper.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's probably just more entertaining, yeah.
Yeah, I like Jeepers Creepers too. I don't like agreeing with you. Ugh. Anyway, so, hold on, let me... Oh, there we go. First up is Chattanooga Film Festival 2020. And I didn't even realize this article is written by Rob Humphrey.
Yes, it is. That is the recap that I wrote of the Chattanooga Film Festival 2020.
I mean, dude, it's so... I mean, you even mentioned it in the article. It's really cool that they finally... And me and Bobby talked about them being able to do this. I don't know why it took so long. It's a film festival. Like, why not watch it at home?
Yeah, it was great. It happened to be the weekend that I was moving, so I didn't get to watch as much as I wanted to, but I watched, you know, as much as I could. And it was great. I mean, it's a festival, I said this in the article, I've been wanting to get to for the last couple of years. They do a lot of horror stuff
right
as part of that festival, and I've been wanting to go down, but, you know, it's kind of a pain traveling down there and everything. So I just hadn't. So the chance to watch the movies at home on my couch is, you know, I jumped at that.
You kind of were there.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, they had panels and stuff, too, that were all online.
You were as there as anyone else.
Yeah. I took in a couple of those. I didn't write those up, though, because I was in and out on those most of the time.
Right. It looked interesting because I'm really glad I didn't get a chance to watch it, but... I'm glad they did it, man. Like, I really didn't understand why not.
Yeah.
It would seem like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm hoping more festivals will go this route if they're not going to be able to, you know, hold actual events. I don't know how much longer that's going to be, so.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get back to normal sooner than later, but, yeah, at least this is something you get to do. You know, you're not going anywhere. It's not the same experience, but at least you get something. It's a different experience. It's something we're going to be able to look back on and be like, wow.
Yeah, the only thing that really sort of was a bummer about it was there were two movies that I wish I had been able to see in the theater just because visually they were so beautiful. It would have been nice to be able to see that, you know, sort of on the big screen and be engrossed in it. But even that, you know, was okay. But it would have been nice.
Yeah. That's the give and take with it, I guess. So what are you going to do? But yeah, I'm glad to see that they pulled that off because, like I said, I just thought it was a no-brainer. And it's kind of fun. Like I said, being able to look back and say, hey, you know, at one time they fucking did film festivals online because of this corona thing. And I sat and watched it. Yeah, I think we're, we're sitting here now kind of bummed because we're not able to do anything and we're missing out on all this shit, but it is going to be kind of cool to look back on it and say, hey, we went through it.
Yeah. Not only, I mean, they showed the movies online so you could stream those. They had the panels online so you could either, you could literally attend those live or you could watch them back later. But also the conversation on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, all the other people who were attending, quote unquote, attending the festival, really did. I mean, it made it feel like you were a part of something.
Right.
Probably not to the degree as if you were there in person, but it certainly did feel like give you that sense.
Yeah. Yeah. They did their best and they made something out of nothing. You really can't knock them for that.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Rob, are you familiar with the NOS4A2?
Nosferatu?
Yes.
Yeah. Not. I mean, I know of it. I've never watched it.
Okay. Well, AMC announced, they released a trailer. They released images. This is something that AMC sent us a press release on, so that's kind of cool that they shared that with us. And they have a trailer on this article. It was written by William Scrumpert, who you seem to have beef with on some level for some reason. Didn't you fire him?
Did I fire Will?
I think you fired Will. No.
Billy Peck is shit.
but he's still putting shit up, so I don't know.
Damn it.
Dude, you know, AMC, I mean, I haven't watched it, but looking through the trailer, looking at the images that they released, I am definitely going to check this out.
I think it's on, the first season is on Shudder, I think, or it was.
Ooh.
Which makes sense, AMC owns Shudder.
Right.
And it's a Joe Hill thing, right?
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah, that's literally all I know about it.
Right, right. And, you know, I haven't either, so anybody who's a fan of it, obviously go check that out. But also, I mean, if you're looking, we just got done talking about it, there's really not all too much to do. So the fact that we got a new season of something coming up, like Rob said, is probably on Shudder. And if not, it's on AMC On Demand, I'm sure. It's an original thing from them. Sunday, June 21st, it premiered. Wow.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, I mean, we can't get a finale for Walking Dead, but we got this. Okay. That's fine. But it's cool that they put out new shit. Like, good for them. Nobody's really doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's on hold.
Yeah, that's it's weird. Everything's been on hold. Everything's been unless you're Bobby, then everything's zooming right along. Apparently, your calendar's full. Can't do the show. You got stuff to do.
Poor Bobby. He's gonna fucking give it to you on Twitter when he hears all this so bad.
Bitch. He ain't gonna listen to this.
He might, just because he might. He very well might. Speaking of that, real quick, I don't want to go too much into it because this is another thing I haven't caught up on yet. But Clinton Norris put up an article. All this, you, by the way, I keep forgetting to mention. By the way, you can check out all these episodes on our website, slashradio.com. You can check all these articles out and a lot more, all our episodes, all that bullshit. You can check out Rob Humphrey's stuff on there.
Yeah, I'm on there.
I feel like Rob feels like he's the star of the website.
But I mean, I don't feel that way. It's just the facts.
like it should just be robhumphrey.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I should check and see if that's taken.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody owns that or not.
I'll buy it and just keep it from you. Just so you know. So you better go check that out. I will hold that hostage. I don't know. But Quentin put up an article, What We Do in the Shadows is getting a third season on FX. So there's another thing I haven't seen, Rob. Damn it.
I have heard very good things about the show. I haven't seen it. I did see the movie, and the movie's very funny.
Really?
Yeah, somebody owns robhumphrey.com.
Damn it. Really?
Yeah, some bald dude.
Wow. Son of a bitch.
He looks like he's... This guy looks important.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know who he is. I should contact him and be like, hey, we got the same name, man.
If he's important, he might tell you to go screw yourself.
Yeah.
Right. He'd be like, I'm the Rob Humphrey.
No, I haven't seen the show. I've heard it's very good. The movie was great. I really enjoyed that. And I think it's, you know, it's the same premise, different cast of characters from what I understand.
Right. You know, these, like, AMC always does a phenomenal job, but Fox, too, like, just looking at this, this, I guess, I don't know if this is for the new season or the current, because apparently the current season is still running, and it's going to wrap up on June 10th. So I don't know if this is for the current season or the new season. I don't know. But, it is so important to make your shit look cool. Because I want to watch this now just by looking at it.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
I have not seen the movie.
Yeah. You should check the movie out. The movie is really good.
I'll watch the movie before anything else then.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, go check that out. This is for any of our TV viewers or listeners. I don't know. Whichever. But this is something I wanted to mention real quick. This was also written by William Strumpert. The horror movie producer Jason Blum hosts a college graduation?
Really?
Yeah. Apparently... Yeah. You know, obviously all graduations in general are being done over the internet and Zoom, however they're doing it. And Jason Blum got on one of these and gave a little speech and all that. And dude, Jason Blum, I really think, is one of the stars of horror right now. Do you agree?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Right. He's doing so much in so many different ways.
Yeah. And he's doing a lot of really good stuff, too. I mean, when I see something's coming from Blumhouse... It's almost always worth checking out. Some of it's not great, but a lot of it, they take something that I wouldn't expect to be good and do something, you know, interesting with it.
Yeah. It, like you said, it's at least worth the watch because there's a good chance it's going to be good. It's not always, but there's a really good chance.
They have a few clunkers, but, you know, even things like Fantasy Island, like I didn't think that would... I really enjoyed that movie, and I didn't get a whole lot of love, but I thought it was good. And
I almost watched that this week, so you know.
That's a premise that, on its face, seems stupid.
Yeah, because when I first seen the commercial for it, I remember sitting there going, what the fuck? Like, really? Fantasy Island has a heart? Like, how the hell? And then, you know, their darkest fantasies come to life, and so, you know, it seems like... And I almost watched it this week. And I ended up watching Scary Movie instead. Don't ask me how, but
now I did. I liked Fantasy Island. It seemed like it was pretty divisive, though. There were a lot of people who didn't like it, but I thought it was good for what it was. You know,
right? Well, this is coming from somebody who likes rubber, so it probably wasn't very good.
And of course, there's you know, he did Halloween. His company's been spearheading the Halloween. Sort of reboots, I guess. I don't even know what to call them.
Right.
Because they're sequels to the original. But anyway, I thought the 2018 Halloween was really good.
Do you think that Blumhouse was the best option to take over Halloween?
Probably. I mean, I don't know who else would have done it.
Right. Who could do it and pull it off, who would you trust?
Yeah, I mean, the only other company that I can think of that's really consistently impressed me with the stuff they've done is A24, but that's not really their kind of thing.
Nah.
You know, A24 is more, you know, Hereditary and Midsommar sort of stuff. And I think, you know, the other thing with Blumhouse being involved is I know a lot of the people who were involved with the Halloween movie were really fans of Halloween.
Right.
You know, and it also helps that Jason Blum was actually able to convince John Carpenter to come back and take part in it as a producer and do the score.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else could have really pulled that off.
I agree. I think it was in the best hands it could be in. I wasn't even going to mention this week, but it kind of goes into what you were saying. We received another press release. By the way, I mean, speaking of Jason Blum, dude, as you know, you personally, Rob, but I'm sure everyone could pretty much assume, I've been reaching out to a bunch of places to get us, you know, press releases and everything. Like, we're just getting into the news thing. So we're reaching out to a bunch of places. And obviously, Blumhouse is, you know, that's on near the top of the list, if not on the top. So... Right. It's hard to get, like, there's, if you go to their website, there's nothing there. And it's like, shit, like, where are you going to dig around to fucking get in touch with anybody? And I eventually got in touch with Jason Blum directly. And he actually forwarded my email to somebody, like, CC'd him in, replied. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, he, he seems to be pretty accessible that way. He's on Twitter a lot, and, you know, to my surprise, he's actually replied to a couple of my tweets, which, you know,
wow.
I was kind of surprised about.
Yeah, he seems like a cool dude, like somebody you want to go have a beer with or something. And he's also fucking super smart, super talented. And like you said, to John Carpenter, as great as he is, no shade on John Carpenter right now, but not the easiest guy to get to do something.
No, John Carpenter, especially when it comes to the Halloween movies, I mean, he hasn't wanted to do anything with those in a long time. Other than collect a check.
And what was the last time he did something with them? Who was it?
Before this one in 2018, he was involved. I know he wrote the script for Halloween 2.
And who was doing that?
And he did he did some of the reshoots for it.
But who was doing what movie are you talking about?
Well, how about Halloween 2 from like 1981?
Oh, no. There was something in the middle of that. He didn't have anything to do with it physically, but he okayed somebody to make Halloween movies.
Oh, yeah. He did okay the Rob Zombie movies, but did you see what he said about them?
That's where the check came in. Yes, I'm aware. We don't got to talk about that, though, Rob. I want you to mention Rob.
Yeah, I mean, he okayed all the sequels with his hand out saying, yeah, give me a check and you can do whatever you want. And he claims, and I don't necessarily believe this when people say it, and I'm not sure I believe John when he says it, but he claims he hasn't seen all of the sequels.
I don't believe that.
But I think he has.
Could he really not give that much of a fuck?
Yeah, but, they got him, Jason Blum, to his credit, got him to come back and work on Halloween 2018. He said, apparently when they had a meeting, Jason Blum said, you're always talking about how these movies aren't any good. We'll do something about it. Come get involved with this one. And he said, okay.
Yeah. I like Jason Blum a lot, man. And back to the topic at hand, like him doing something like that, I mean, shit, he didn't have to fucking do that.
No. Yeah, that's awesome. Was it his alma mater? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the guy, really, like, where he went to school or anything.
Right. Me either. But, I mean, either way, even if it was, like, hey, man, good on him. He still didn't have to do it, is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a quote from it that I actually thought was pretty cool was, you can get scared and intimidated or daunted by the future, or you can look at it as the next great adventure. I do ask, coming from a guy like that who really, I mean, he, Blumhouse, I remember when they were like putting out like a good amount of their shit sucked. And I can't remember exactly what was the, do you remember which one was really like, whoa, okay.
Well, the thing that really put him on the map was the Paranormal Activity.
Oh, that was Blunt. I didn't even fucking know that. Wow.
That was the thing that blew them up. And then after that, I don't remember what they did after that, and I can't. For some reason.
I always feel like Blumhouse is one of those things that I look at and go, oh, wow, like after the fact, oh, wow, Blumhouse did that.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying, there was an article that Quentin Norris actually wrote also. Blumhouse Productions announces a huge slate of upcoming television. And I wasn't going to mention it, but it goes into it. Dude, they have a lot of shit they're working on. And it's a lot of some of it, like they had the thing with Jamie Lee Curtis that we mentioned a few weeks ago. And like that's great and all. But they're also doing stuff to where it's people you've never heard of before, and they're giving them that chance. And kind of like with Paranormal Activity, that was just some movie someone made with a camera.
I'm looking at a list of what they did here, and the first thing that I've heard of that Blumhouse did, was involved in was the Darwin Awards.
Okay.
In 2007. Then in 2009, Paranormal Activity. In 2010, they were involved in the Tooth Fairy.
What? With The Rock?
I don't know. I assume that's the one.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, that's the one. And then Paranormal Activity 2, after that, was Insidious. Then Sinister, Dark Skies, Lords of Salem, The Purge. They've done a lot of good stuff.
I like The Purge. Lords of Salem was really good, too.
The Purge, those movies have... I always call it the franchise with diminishing returns. It seems like I like each new one less than the one before it.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I did enjoy the first one.
Yeah, the first one was good. There were a couple here and there that I enjoyed. I never got to sit down and watch. I still have the TV series in my DVR. So never got to watch that.
I started watching it. I think I watched a couple episodes, and it wasn't bad. But then I stopped watching it for some reason. I just never went back to it. So it wasn't enough to pull me back.
No, that's a shame. What more are you going to do with it is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, good for Blumhouse, man. I really like Jason Blum. And, yeah, good for him. He's doing a lot of cool shit. The last thing I want to talk about, Rob, and I'm not sure how much you are aware of it. I'm sure you're aware of it, but I don't know how the depths that you go to into this topic. Dead by Daylight announced a new killer.
Uh-huh.
And this article is written by IR Chris, and it's called Dead by Daylight New Killer Announced, and the big knife goes scrape. And boy, did it fucking go scrape. Did you hear about the new killer?
No.
Oh, fuck me. So, I actually wrote an article, and I've been trying to get into Dead by Daylight a little bit. It's mm-hmm. a really cool game. Like, I've been trying. And, you know, they have Michael Myers as a killer, Freddy Krueger, Leatherface, Amanda from Saw, the Saw franchise. They have a bunch of different stuff. Original killers, too, as well. And they had their fourth anniversary. And they said, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of, they promised a new licensed killer has marked the horror genre since its inception or some shit like that. Like, they made a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote an article just playing a guessing game who it could be. Pennywise, Candyman, Pinhead, all these things. I threw so many things, Jeepers Creepers, so many things out there. It was fucking Pyramid Head from Silent Hill.
I don't even know who that is.
Sure. It's some character from the Silent Hill game way the fuck back when in the early PlayStation days. I don't know, man.
That's disappointing. How about landing with a thud?
Rob, I hate that fucking game. I hate it. It's so fucking stupid. You get your cheeks clapped all the damn time, and it's so unfair, and I don't know why the hell I play. I tried to get into it because I thought something big was, you know, Candyman movies coming out, makes sense. Hellraiser reboots in the works, makes sense. All these things mark the horror genre since its inception.
Yeah. It's somebody I never even heard of. I never played Silent Hill, so.
Right.
But, I mean, they could have put Chucky in there. They got Chucky in that game?
They do not have Chucky in that game. It could have been Chucky.
They should have Chucky in that game.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool to have Chucky. I had Chucky as an honorable mention because I didn't think they'd do it. Because, you know, you got to kind of... when the killer downs you, he picks you up, puts you on his shoulder, and brings you to hook. But Chucky could have dragged you.
Yeah.
So pissed off over that, man. Your co-host Ghost really got mad about it. Fucking Konami and their bullshit, man. We're all sick and tired of it.
Yeah, that's
you'd
a bummer.
Think they would have got Resident Evil, maybe, a character from that. Because they have Demogorgon, too.
Oh, from Stranger Things?
Yeah, they put the Demogorgon in there. See, they could have got a Resident Evil killer.
Yeah. No, that's a bummer. I didn't know anything about that.
Oh, I was so pissed, Rob. I actually sat there for a game I can't fucking stand, sat and played it a good amount just to try and get some type of rings on it to say, okay, they're going to have something new. I want to get decent at it. When it comes out, I'll be ready. And then sat and watched their whole fucking little announcement thing, which it took them almost an hour to get to the killer, which is all anyone cared about. Sat through all of it, man. Ugh.
Just for Triangle Face or whatever.
Pyramid Head Triangle Face, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I was so disappointed. All right, I feel better now. Get that out.
Yeah, Vent, that's good.
Fuck Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, I've never played that game.
Dude, it is so unfair. It is the most unfair thing. Like, I get it. Life isn't fair. I understand. Dead by Daylight really is not fucking fair.
Yeah.
Like, Friday the 13th, you've watched me play it. And you played it yourself, actually. So you get it. Like, you have decently fair ground with Jason.
Yeah.
You know, like, you if you're good, you can get away from him. But dude, these, like, the killer's faster than the survivor. Every single killer is way faster than the survivor.
Yeah, now, when I play Friday the 13th, I find it easier to be one of the counselors than Jason.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's gotten to a point where it's too easy to get away from him almost, because Jason moves too slow in that damn game.
Some of them are much slower, but yeah, then you got the shift, but it's like, you gotta be
well,
good
yeah, that
with
moves
it.
Too fast. He's either too slow or too fast.
Yeah.
When you go into that thing where he starts moving so fast, I can't control him. I have no idea where he's going to end up. I always overshoot whoever I'm trying to kill.
It's naughty. But imagine being able to just run around faster than the and then you have these things, like these pallets in the game. And that's your way of creating separation between you and the killer. And the killer has to stop and break that pallet. So when he stops and breaks that pallet, his vision's down. It's first person, so, you know, it's a little bit of a bitch. And you can maybe get away. Maybe. If you're mm-hmm. lucky. Dude, Freddy Krueger in that game has an ability where the pallet turns to blood.
Oh, nice.
So it's like the only thing you have to stop him, you can't even use with someone. Oh, I hate that goddamn game. Oh, those yeah. fucking assholes.
So is that the game everybody's moving to now that Friday the 13th is not getting any more content?
Well, Dead by Daylight was out before Friday the 13th. So they just didn't... I think they got Michael Myers right around the time Friday the 13th either came out or started taking off, whatever. But it was out first. It was really cool. It's a cool concept, but... it's just so fucking unfair. And you actually run into people on that game that will tell you, oh, it's so survivor heavy. Like, are you kidding me? You can't even hit the killer.
Yeah. A Halloween game would be cool. It's too bad they licensed Michael Myers to that.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. A lot of the Silent Hill stands are, you know, so thrilled that they got some type of content because they can't get a new game. But it's yeah. like, really, when you think about Michael, Freddy, Leatherface... like, people got to realize, even with Pyramid Head, you're not getting a Silent Hill game. Like, you're just getting that character on Dead by Daylight. Like, right. I don't know.
Yeah. The biggest disappointment for me with the Friday the 13th game was there was no, like, story mode. Like, I was really hoping there'd be some sort of story mode to play through.
Yeah. Yeah. They have the offline challenges, but that's not a story.
Yeah, that's not.
No.
Yeah.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah, I was hoping there'd be some sort of story mode or something to play through. The problem with playing offline is you have to play as Jason, and I don't like that.
That does suck, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'd be more fun to me, it's more fun to be one of the counselors and try and survive. But...
yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but fuck Dead by Daylight. I'm mad about it still.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that. Anyway. So yeah, that's the news. And Rob, the time has come.
Here we are.
Here we are. We're talking about the Evil Dead remake, 2013. I know you usually tend, much like myself, tend to go towards the originals.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about this movie?
When you asked me to do this movie, I told you I'd only seen it once, and that was when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I rewatched it today, actually, and it's really good.
Wow.
It was much more brutal than I remembered it being, though. This is a tough watch. It's a pretty brutal movie. But I really, really like it. You know, it to me, with the original Raimi films, I like those movies. I'm not a huge fan of them.
Right.
You know, like they're fine. I enjoy them and all, but they're not amongst my favorites.
Mm.
But this remake is really outstanding. It's really good.
You know, I really don't like agreeing with you. Dude, I had the same reaction. I don't know what made me want to do this movie this week, but it's one I've been meaning to do, and I don't know why, because I remembered it not being that great, and I thought the same thing. I seen it way back when it came out, and for some reason, it's like, did somebody go back and change this movie?
Yeah, I don't know, because that my reaction to this movie has always been, if you know somebody asked me about it or whatever, my reaction was, yeah, it's okay. But watching it today, I was like, this is really good. They did an excellent job with this movie.
I did the same thing, and I was doing something while I was watching this, and I was like, let me throw this on while I'm doing it, and I got caught up in it. I stopped what I was doing. I said, holy shit. And dude, I thought the same thing. I always said, it's whatever. I don't know if it was the because I really do like the original films a lot. And I think, I don't know if it was maybe just that, where we're so trained to go, oh, the original's better, and not want to hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this one's up there.
Yeah. I think it's really hard for me to compare this to the original, because the original had, you know, was such a small budget and everything, mm-hmm. All the constraints that they were working with obviously didn't play into this one at all.
No.
So it's really hard to compare the two. But yeah, it's an excellent remake. And I, you know, I even posted online today that I was watching it, and all the feedback that there wasn't a single person who was, you know, saying that it was a bad movie at all. Like, it was all positive feedback from people. So it's kind of interesting that it's so well beloved by the horror community, because I remember when it was announced that they were going to remake Evil Dead. Boy, people hated that idea. Nobody wanted them to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, I see that, because Evil Dead has a loyal fan base.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, they'll fuck you up over it, and I think that's the thing that's really, I don't know. There's just some kind of lore about that franchise, mm-hmm. and that's part of it. Like, I remember when the TV show was announced, like, they had a whole thing. I don't know where, but Bruce Campbell was there. They did a statue for the fucking thing, and it's like, holy shit, like, everyone there, people had tattoos that they were showing and, like, going nuts. I was like, wow. So I always knew they had a strong fan base. That really showed. And keep in mind, years after the fact, you know, they came out like that. So it's whenever you hear remake, you think that. I don't blame them.
Oh, no. As soon as I hear remake, I think, oh, boy, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They
can't be mad at this.
No, not at all. And, you know, and to dismiss remakes is, I mean, you know, that didn't just come about, though. The math is on our side on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most remakes are just not good. But they really nailed it with this one. I think it helps that both Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell served as producers on this film.
Mm-hmm.
That helped. They didn't really try to create another Ash Williams.
Right.
In this film, which was, you know, smart on their part, because that's such an iconic character.
Mm-hmm.
That it would be hard to imagine anyone else playing him other than Bruce Campbell.
Right.
They handled it in a smart way. You know, and there's the cast in this movie is really good.
Yeah.
Most of the actors I didn't recognize, which surprises me, because they were all very good in this film, and you would have thought they would have went on to do other things. I would have known. Maybe they did, and I just didn't recognize them. I don't know.
Jane Levy did Don't Breathe.
Okay.
And
I liked that.
Ghost said that she liked Jane Levy a lot, and even just, I didn't see Don't Breathe, but she did a phenomenal, you're right, the acting, she was absolutely incredible in this movie.
Yeah. And they knocked the metaphor out of the park, too, with her trying to kick her addictions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was great. Just, I thought they did it in a really smart way. And those are the ones that actually kind of work, where they don't really try to just recreate the first movie. You know, mm-hmm. they do something a little different with it, update it in some way and make it a little more interesting. I'm trying to think, like, The Hills Have Eyes was mm-hmm. a good remake. Trying to think of the other ones I like. That might be it.
Halloween.
Yeah, the Halloween, but wait, are you talking about Zombie?
Yeah.
No, that's garbage.
You did say yeah, though. You did say yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about 2018, but that's a sequel.
It is.
You know, Friday, I don't hate the Friday the 13th remake. I mean, they tried to remake three movies at once, which, mm-hmm. you know, made it a bit of a mess, but I understand why they did it.
Jessica Lucas also, by the way, was in Cloverfield.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that either.
No, I didn't either. Look at you looking stuff up. I like Cloverfield.
I started to watch Cloverfield and got busy the other day. I think I watched Scary Movie and I almost watched whatever the hell we were talking about. And I turned on Cloverfield and then just got busy and never got to finish it.
I enjoyed Cloverfield. It's that's another movie that people are kind of split on, I think.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good for what it was.
Just you mentioned that they didn't try and recreate Bruce Campbell. A lot of people, when they announced remake, freaked the fuck out, like you said. But then they announced Bruce Campbell ain't in it. And people were like, oh, you really fucked up. I don't think Bruce Campbell would have fit in this movie.
No, it wouldn't have worked. The tone wasn't quite right.
No, and especially, I mean, this is a remake of the original. Like, we know Bruce Campbell, like, Army of Darkness.
Right, yeah.
And the TV shows came after. But, you know, we knew that character, that, you know, funny, comical character. That wouldn't have worked here either.
No, that wouldn't have worked for this movie at all. The TV show is really good, by the way, too. I don't know if you watched that or not.
I watched the first season and a half, not the second one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I was just looking up this director, Fede Alvarez. And, looks like this and Don't Breathe are really the only two things he did that I saw. I didn't see The Girl in the Spider's Web.
No, me either. Yeah, it doesn't look like he did all too much.
He hasn't done a whole lot.
2018 was the last one. He was in and out, man, but you know what? Fuck, at least he made something really good. And I think if they would have tried to work Bruce Campbell into it, had he said, because obviously this was a thought out thing, like they really had their shit together on this one. So I think if they would have tried to force Bruce Campbell in it, it would have been a completely different movie. It would have had to be.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked at all. I think it was smart they kept him out of it. You know, there wasn't the only way you could have put Bruce Campbell in it at all would have been what they always do in those remakes where they give him some small cameo role. Mm-hmm. But there was no cameo roles for this.
No.
The entire thing takes place in the cabin, and it's just the handful of characters that were introduced to at the beginning. And that's it. There wouldn't have been, I can't think of another role that he could have had, you know.
Right.
But yeah, so I think keeping him out of it was smart. Not trying to recreate the Ash Williams character was smart.
Mm-hmm.
The approach that they took to it, like I said, with her trying to rehab and quit her addictions cold turkey, worked great as a metaphor for what they did. The effects look fantastic. They were absolutely there. I mean, there were scenes where I was just like, oh, I can't look at this. I mean, this is a brutal, rough movie.
You know what I like,
and
too?
I didn't remember it being that way.
Me either.
Man, I loved it.
I really think, like, now hearing you say the same thing, I was like, how the hell did I not remember loving it? I feel like they went back and changed something.
Yeah, right. It's almost like, I didn't look. I was like, am I watching like a director's cut or something that right? I didn't see before?
You know what I like too? A lot of the stuff that is in here, especially the gore and certain things, like it didn't look believable. Like the, you know, the girl cutting her arm off with whatever the hell that little saw in the kitchen was, that little electric thing. Like obviously that's not gonna cut through bone or not. But dude, it was so good and it looked so cool, you didn't even give a fuck.
Yeah. They did that well too, where they played into that sort of Sam Raimi thing of over the top amounts of, you know, like blood pouring out, you know, and stuff like that. Which is, you know, sort of one of Sam Raimi's sort of trademarks.
Yeah.
So they implemented that well. I think at one point, and I don't know if this is still true or not, but I think at one point this movie had used more fake blood than any other movie in history.
Wow.
Or something, especially when you consider the finale, you know, where it's raining blood.
Oh, man. You know, I'm sure some movie just seen they did that and needed to top it, so I would doubt it's that it holds up anymore. But yeah. Dude, this was, because I'm known for saying just using blood and gore for the sake of using blood and gore, you're not gonna impress me. I'm right. Not gonna give a fuck about it. Like, you're just doing it to do it, and I don't care. Like, you're using it as a crutch, and it's not gonna work. Like, you're making it corny to a point. This, no, I cannot remember a movie that used anywhere near this amount of blood and gore and did it as well as they did.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like as much.
I feel like that's the, you know, again, that's the Sam Raimi sort of hallmark, and he always does it well.
Right.
You know, a lot of times he does it over the top for a comedic effect almost, and that was not the case in this movie, but it was certainly present that there was a lot of over the top blood and gore.
Oh, yeah. But it didn't seem, I mean, it obviously, it, you'd seen it, it was very present, but it just didn't feel like it was too much. And for as much as they did, that's a talent.
Yeah, just, but yeah, I can't, like I just can't get over how brutal it was when I watched it today. I was like, you got to be kidding me, and the nail gun stuff.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Oh, yeah.
The needle scene?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, and I got a real needle phobia anyway.
Mm, me too.
So whenever I see stuff like that, I'm always like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and the way they started it off, too, was awesome because... I mean, it's obviously a remake of the original, so it's really like they did their own kind of movie. And the fact, I don't want to go too far off of it, but the fact that they really went as far off the rails as they did from the original and just said, okay, we're going to make our own movie, and it was actually good. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I think that's what made it work so well, was that they didn't try to do a beat by beat remake of the original. They used the same premise, the same setting, but they created something that was a lot their own. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it worked so well.
Yeah. Yeah. But kind of what I was saying, the original where it starts off and there's a lot of new film. Like this movie, what the original come out in 81, 3?
Yeah. Good question. It was definitely the early 80s, but
81.
I've got 81, you said?
Right. Oh, boy, it was an hour and 57-minute movie. My God. But, so, you know, you have, like, Die Hard, sure, and casual fans might even know of you, but it wasn't one of those franchises that was, like, it was a cult classic. So you don't have a lot of mainstream attention to it. So you got to think, like, the original, you don't know of this book until it's introduced, and then you don't know what it really does till they start fucking with it. This, they showed you right off the bat, and seeing the book in action right off the bat, that was, I think, brilliant.
Yeah, well, when I started it today, I was like, did I start the right movie?
This was good.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on? Is this the right movie? And then, and then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. They start the movie like that.
Yeah. The only thing I could knock them for, and it's weird, because, and it's not even really a knock, but it's just something for some reason stood out to me. When it starts, you know, you have the, well, not right when it starts, but they get to that basement and, you know, they tie the girl to the post or whatever she was on and all that. And you see the squirrels hanging, like it's some ritualistic shit. And that looked awesome. Like that setting was amazing. But then when the cast that we're introduced to go down into the basement and it's still there, like the squirrels and all that, like I don't know, man, I sat there and it looked like, because dude, you see some shit like that, you're getting the fuck out.
Yeah,
so it's like that. I like the original premise of the basement better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't be down there basement for long, and I certainly wouldn't have brought that creepy ass book back up.
I wouldn't have stood in the house.
You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't have brought that book up and opened it up with it's wrapped in barbed wire and everything.
It's flesh. Like, all right, if you stick around after you see that basement, I'll buy. Okay, fine. You got balls. Good for you. All right. You know, you stuck it out. You said, this is weird. I'm still going to stay here. Whatever. You see that book after seeing that bit, you are getting the fuck out.
Yep. Time to go someplace else.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, little sister can rehab at a hospital like everybody else.
Seriously, like, no. Hell no. Like, we can go to a Days Inn or something and lock her in. Like, I don't know anything but that. But I also like that the book had, I don't want to call them instructions, but, like, the writing on there.
Yeah.
It was really, because you're introducing this to people who've probably never even heard of it.
Right.
So that was cool, too, where you're like, it's like, hang her or whatever, something like that, or I don't remember, but it was like instructions almost to each thing, and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was really well done, the way that they did that with the book, and I liked that character, too, the guy with the glasses who was infatuated with the book.
Right.
I do feel like there's a part of me that thinks I might have been that guy in that situation.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't really want to touch the flesh book, but, you know, if I was going to, then I'd probably dive all in.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, man. That was fucking... there were so many small things that they did, like the instructions, stuff like that. But like I said, the not leaving, there was a few dings like that basement. After I seen that, I would have been the fuck out of there. The book, I'd have been the fuck out of there. Not bringing her home after, like, all right, you know, I get it. This is important. You need to keep her out there. I understand. But, dude, if she's really freaking out like that, like, I get you really, you think it's some type of withdrawal. But, dude, you need to get the fuck out of there and reset. Like, there was just some things where that got to the point where you're really not going to fucking leave. It got to the ridiculous point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they did finally try to leave, but they were flooded out.
But it took how long?
Yeah, it did take them too long to decide to leave. Like I said, like, well, I'm with you. Upon seeing the basement, I probably would have left before we even opened the book and caused all the problems to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been like, all right, good luck, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they were getting the fuck up out of here. What else? The demon voices were on point, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those were really cool.
They were kind of original-esque, which is, you need certain aspects from the original shit that was there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. Those were well done. And I think, you know, they did enough of that. They brought in enough of the original, and then also enough of their own stuff to really make it work.
Right.
You know, because like I said, there's nothing more annoying to me than a remake that's just, you know, point for point, you know, beat by beat, the first movie. It's like, why am I watching this?
You know, mm-hmm. And it's hard to make a good movie because you're remaking a good movie.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, well, look at that. We've been talking about this movie for how long now? And obviously we compared some points to the original, but for the most part, we're just talking about what they did.
Right. Yeah.
You don't get that much with remakes.
Yeah, they did a really good job with this one. This is definitely one of the remakes that stands on its own. And you just don't get many of those.
No. And you mentioned paying some kind of homage to the original, which I think the chainsaw thing and the hand cutting off, dude, that was fucking perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really well done. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought that was, because it's, there was a point where it felt like the movie was going to end and it didn't. And then they bring that in, and it's like, you know, they probably could have ended. Hold on, let me see how long this damn movie was.
It hums along. It's only like 90 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's only an hour and a half. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it flew by for me. That 90 minutes flew by in no time.
Yeah, and you see, dude, we mentioned the original. Well, I'm not going to knock the original Evil Dead too much. It was a really good movie. But, yeah, there's movies that go 2 hours, 2 hours and 10. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? This was a phenomenal movie in an hour and 31 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, and I love a 90-minute movie.
Hell yeah, man! That's the first thing I do when I check a movie is see how long it is, and when I see an hour and a half, I'm like, yes,
yep, gotta look at that runtime.
Beautiful,
but yeah, it's great. The car, his car, didn't make an appearance in this movie, did it?
No,
I'm surprised they didn't do that.
Yeah,
you know, have one of the kids drive the car up.
Yeah, that, you know, that would have been nice too. Yeah,
yeah.
That would have been cool.
That car makes an appearance in a lot of different movies.
It does. But it's so cool when you see little shit, like, especially I think in horror, like shit like that means so much to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do that. But yeah, I don't have a whole lot of complaints about this movie, which means I don't have a lot to say because usually I just complain.
You're very good at complaining.
But yeah, I thought they did an excellent job. I really liked the cast. It was shot in a really cool way. You know, they used a lot of really cool camera techniques.
Yeah.
Again, harkening back to the way that the first one was made.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just super impressed all the way around.
I just read that 70,000 gallons of fake blood was used in this movie, and 50,000 was used in the final scene alone.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's a ton of blood in that in that finale.
And it was a phenomenal scene.
Yeah. What we learned from that scene is if a house is on fire, blood will not put the fire out because that cabin burned throughout the entire thing.
And it looked so cool, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I mean, you would think, like, seeing an ending like that, usually that means the movie was either subpar or shitty, and the ending just really left you in a good mood and you kind of liked it because of that. I mean, this kind of, like, breaks the rules of a lot of things. The original rule, or the remake rule, rather. And the ending, like, usually when you get a really good ending, the movie, I would say a good 7 times, maybe 6 to 7 times out of 10, wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't know what I was thinking before this rewatch, but that ending was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was something to behold.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it rain blood and then just all the... all the subsequent blood.
Yeah, that chainsaw, the screaming, the acting was great. The passion in there was awesome. The cabin on fire in the background was so fucking cool. Dude, they nailed this damn movie.
Yeah, they did an excellent job. I was blown away by how much I liked it.
Yeah. I want to ask you one more thing. And it's a tough question, but would you put this over the original?
It is a tough question, like I said, because of, you know, budgetary constraints and everything else. But just putting the movies side by side.
Right.
Yeah, I think I would.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'd put it over the original. I wouldn't put it over Evil Dead 2.
Fair.
Which, you know, is a completely different type of movie.
Okay.
But I love Evil Dead 2. It's just great. It's so much fun.
It is. And I was actually talking to somebody I actually game with a decent amount, and he's a younger guy, and he just got into the TV series, and he never seen the original, and he's seen parts of the original, like scenes on YouTube and shit, and he even mentioned to me, because I told him I was watching the remake, he's like, oh, the original, this and that, and he's like, yeah, you could even, if you look close enough, see the strings on body parts and stuff flying and shit, and I was It had a $350,000 budget.
Like, yeah.
What are you going to... This movie had a $17 million budget.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, I might have to go along with you. And as much as I love Evil Dead, dude, this movie was really good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm honestly surprised we never got a sequel to this one.
Yeah. It made almost $100 million.
Yeah, after watching it. Today and seeing how good it was and just the response that I was getting on social media from people, you know, like I said, a bunch of people responded when I posted that I was watching it and nobody said anything negative. And we're talking about horror fans. They can always find something negative.
Especially on a remake.
Yeah, especially on a remake. And nobody had anything bad to say about it. So yeah, I'm a little surprised we didn't get a sequel to this one. I'm glad that this younger guy knew that there was an original movie.
Yeah, right.
I worked with a girl who was, I don't know, 22 or something. This was a few years ago. And she was talking about that television show Bates Motel.
Oh, don't tell me.
And I said, it's weird to me that they made a TV show that's a prequel to the movie, but they have newer technology. Like they have cell phones and stuff. But the movie's from the 60s, so none of that existed. And she... swear to God, she said, that's a movie?
Did you slap her? Please tell me you slapped her, Rob, please.
No, I explained to her what Psycho was. And then a couple of weeks later, she came to work and said she'd watched it and she loved it. And of course she did. It's fucking Psycho.
Right. You should have slapped her, Rob. I'm not for hitting women and nothing like that. Believe me when I say it. You should have slapped the shit out of her. Wow.
But yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah, it's a movie. Yeah.
Can I piss you off real quick?
Yeah.
I like the remake better than the original, Psycho.
No, you don't. No one likes the remake better than the original. You talking about that stupid thing with Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn, yes, yes, yes.
That movie sucks.
What's wrong with you?
It is awful.
It's pretty much a damn near identical remake. Close.
No, no, it's not. The performances aren't nearly as good. Are you kidding me?
I didn't think I'd make this man. Wow. Yeah.
Gus Van Sant over Alfred Hitchcock.
Don't get me wrong now. Hold on. Alfred Hitchcock is fucking... I love Alfred Hitchcock. So I'm not going to say, you know, Vince Vaughn or nothing and all that was, you know, topping Alfred Hitchcock. But as to sit down and watch, dude, I like the Vince Vaughn.
No, I like Vince Vaughn, but he is nowhere near. He's not Norman Bates.
Not, I think he did pretty good. Not.
Norman Bates is Anthony Perkins. He's meek. He's weak. He's, you know, he's small. Vince Vaughn was too big to play Norman Bates convincingly. It doesn't work. And Heche was awful in that movie. That remake is awful.
I don't think so, man. And don't get me wrong, again, too, Anthony Perkins over Vince Vaughn every single day, all day long. But there's something about it that I just, and I don't know what it is. I like the damn movie.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We agreed about so much on this episode, Rob, and I done fucked up at the end.
How can you take the remake over the original Psycho?
I don't know.
There's something wrong with you.
I'm sorry. I know. It's fucked up. But I can't help it. And it's weird because I'm giving it to Alfred Hitchcock all day long as a director, and Anthony Perkins over Vince Vaughn also all day long. But there's just something about it that I'm also not a big fan of black and white. And I love Lucy and all that, but I don't know what it was, man. There's something I can't put my finger on that makes me like that damn movie.
All right.
If you gave me 10 chances to sit and watch either one of them, I'll probably pick the Vince Vaughn 9 out of those 10.
That is ridiculous. Psycho's a nearly perfect movie.
It is.
And and actually, the Psycho franchise gets slept on a little bit. The sequels are all pretty good too.
I only seen one sequel. I liked it, but I mean you're right, dude. This was like the fucking one of the blueprints to horror.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. The sequels are good, and it's a slept on franchise, but right. Nothing touches the original Psycho. I mean, that's a top 10 movie of all time.
I agree. But for some reason, man, that fucking remake.
You can't agree that it's a top 10 movie of all time because that means you're going to put that stupid remake above it in your top 10.
Well, this is there's different lists of top 10. Like influential, like this is probably top 5 or 3. But as far as just what I'll sit and watch, I'll put the remake over the original for some reason.
I always joked for a long time that I wanted to make a shot-for-shot remake of Good Will Hunting.
Wow. Who would play Affleck?
Just so I could ruin Gus Van Sant's most famous movie like Van Sant did to Hitchcock.
Oh, that's fucked up. Damn. That's mean.
And I like Gus Van Sant, but come on.
I'm not mad at it, dude. I kind of liked it.
No, it's awful.
Nothing, huh?
I will give you one little caveat to everything I'm saying. I saw that movie once in theaters.
Okay.
When it came out, and I left so mad that I've never watched it again.
Wow.
So maybe it would be an Evil Dead thing where I would like it more if I watched it again, but probably not. The thing is, the whole point is absurd to me. Remaking Psycho, the whole idea is absurd to me.
I don't think it is, because you needed like, something in color. Maybe remaster.
Like if somebody said, I'm going to remake The Godfather. Like, you just don't.
They are remaking Scarface.
You know, just leave it alone. Yeah. Just, you know, we're going to remake Jaws. No, don't. Leave it alone.
I agree. But you know what? I'm not mad at them because they put something in color. And I feel like maybe they could have remastered it.
See, don't be a child. There's nothing wrong. Black and white looks beautiful.
I don't think so.
Oh, I love old black and white, man. When it's done right, when it's shot right, and Hitchcock knew how to shoot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it looks bad.
It just looks beautiful to me. Black and white movies, I love them.
Like a razor head.
I've been watching a lot of the Universal Monster movies from the 30s.
Yeah.
The 30s and 40s. Oh, I love those movies.
Yeah, I get down with some. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I love Lucy and shit. Like Honeymooners and all. You know, I'm not shitting on all black and white. But if I could pick a movie that was in color over black, I'm most likely going to do it.
I mean, I kind of get that, but not when it's Alfred Hitchcock.
I know. And I don't know if maybe Eraserhead just really pissed me off to the point.
Fuck Eraserhead, that movie.
Jamie's going to get mad at you.
Who made you watch that?
Jamie.
Yeah, James. Oh my God. Oh, that movie. I saw that in theaters.
Did you?
For the first time, maybe 2 or 3 years ago was the first time I saw it. It was at a theater. And
how bad was the headache?
I've never been so mad watching a movie.
Dude,
it's just nonsense.
And keep in mind, when I watched that, I had my Uncle Stevie here.
Oh, God.
And the commentary he provided for that movie was fucking funny. Like, he was really pissed.
I mean, at least that would have made it entertaining.
It did, but he was like, it was funny at first, and he was having fun with it and making all these stupid little comments throughout. But then he, like, got to the point where he was really pissed off. And he was just like, man, I wouldn't turn it off. And I'm like, dude, I have to fucking watch it. He's like, his anger increased. And he was just like, he left the room after. He's like, I'm not watching this stupid fucking shit.
No, I could see that. I could see
and
that.
And he left me in there to watch it alone.
Oh, I hate Eraserhead. That movie sucks. It's so bad.
It was worse than Vince Vaughn? And,
yeah. What? Yeah, Eraserhead may be one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Because it's just nothing. It's just nonsense.
Do you know how hard it is to do an episode about a movie that literally gives you no answers to anything?
Right. But I should say this, though. The caveat to that is I don't get David Lynch.
Nah.
Like, I think he makes his movies, technically they're always well made from a technical standpoint, but like, I just don't get what he's, you know, I think there's something there. It's just not for me. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Every David Lynch movie I've tried to watch has just never made any sense to me at all.
Yeah. I think he's just one of those guys that tries to, like, he thinks it's his thing. It's like, no, dude, it's not a thing. It's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Asshole. He makes me mad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, the exception of The Elephant Man.
I guess.
And Blue Velvet. Those made sense to me.
I've seen Elephant Man, not Blue Velvet.
Yeah, those made sense to me. But the rest of his movies, I tried to watch The Lost Highway.
Mm-hmm.
No idea what I'm watching the entire time. I was like, this makes no sense to me.
I hate him so much. The Eraserhead.
Yeah.
Oh,
Eraserhead. Oh, my God.
Like, natural instincts tell you to look for a reason. And you're looking for it throughout the whole movie, and there's nothing there.
Right, yeah, you think, oh, well, surely I'll get some answers.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There's a chick that lives in the radiator, you know.
I get a headache every time I talk about that movie.
Yeah, that's a tough movie.
Well, Rob, it was most certainly a pleasure having you on tonight.
I have no doubt.
I was told that you were annoying with the term most certainly today.
Who said that?
A little birdie told me.
Most certainly?
Most certainly is what...
Did I say most...
A little birdie named Ghost.
Oh, I know what I...
I don't know what it means.
That's right.
But...
Oh, I'd have to go back through a conversation now, but she said something and I answered... most certainly. And she was like, why the hell did you say that? It sounds so proper.
Who the fuck says most certainly?
I don't know. I was like, I'm a very proper person.
Oh my. Jesus God. Most certainly?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Weirdo. but Rob, it was most certainly a pleasure to have you on tonight. I appreciate you jumping in.
No doubt about that. It's always a pleasure when I'm here.
Oh my God.
For everybody.
Yeah, everyone involved, right?
Yep.
Moving along, go check out all our stuff at slasherradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at slasherradio. You can follow me at Mikey's Dad. Rob, let him know where to hit you up.
You can find me at RadioRob123 on Twitter, and you can also follow This Horror Life. We're at This Horror Life on Twitter.
That's right. Oh, before I let you go, I yelled at Ghost about your Twitter, the This Horror Life Twitter.
Why?
Nothing was capitalized.
Nothing's capitalized.
The handle's not doesn't have any capitalizations. The fucking name of the Twitter didn't have any capitalizations. And your fucking handle doesn't have any capitalizations. What's with you people in capital letters?
I don't need a capital letters.
You do. She doesn't have them either.
Nah, it's fine.
Come on.
No, people don't like capital letters. I think you're yelling at them.
No, I don't mean the whole thing, but at least like R and R and Radio Rob should be capital.
Nah, You're good.
That makes me mad.
It's worked for me for this long.
Oh my God. Anyway, yeah, go follow Rob. Go follow This Horror Life. Go make sure you subscribe to them on everything that you possibly can. Hopefully iTunes soon.
Hopefully soon.
And
come on, Apple.
Bastard. And if iTunes is down at all at any point, you can blame Rob. And check us out next week, guys. Good night from Slasher Radio. Most certainly.
Yeah, most certainly.
That's so funny.
All the best of Slasher Radio podcast.
Did you see Joe Exotic?
Yes, she did show me her Joe Exotic shrine.
Damn, she was for real, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think about Joe Exotic, Tiger King?
Like, I watched the thing, and it was entertaining and all.
Yeah.
You know, I'm afraid, though, that, like, it sort of almost paints him as, like, a hero in a weird way.
It does, know? Doesn't it?
And, he's just a white trash idiot.
He is a scumbag. Yeah.
Yeah. A really bad person. So that kind of concerns me a little bit. But, you know, whatever. It was entertaining for a little while.
They had a podcast called Tiger King that was out years before this documentary. And I listened to it. And that was more towards Carol Baskin. Like, yeah. They tried to paint Joe kind of decent at first, like, the first few episodes, and it was just, he's a piece of shit throughout. Yeah. And I always looked at it like, yeah, he's a piece of shit, I agree, but she's a bitch too, man.
Yeah, she is.
And that's what, I think he was just such a fucking ridiculous character. People loved him, but, and, like, would I like to see him out of jail? Sure, because the fucking entertainment that would come from that, but he deserves to be there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have never seen a man hold on to hate the way he does.
Dude.
Just years he's just going on about Carol Baskin.
I can't believe it. It's so funny. Watching him talk about her is the fuck. Because you could see it, like, in his eyes change. It's like, oh, that bitch, Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That is my favorite way to answer a question now, though, when somebody will say, like, why did this happen, or why do we do this, or whatever, like, Carol fucking Baskin.
The bitch fucking Carol Baskin. It's so funny, man. It's like, you're right, but I will say this, it is a shame, it's like a tragedy, because all he wanted, dude, like, yeah, he wanted her dead and all, but really, ultimately, all he wanted was to be famous, and he has become more famous than he ever could have dreamed he would have been, and he can't fucking see an ounce of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, that poor guy.
I've been telling everybody, there's a documentary called Finders Keepers. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is or not. But if you like Tiger King, I highly recommend checking out Finders Keepers.
I heard about that.
It's about a guy who buys a grill at an auction, and he finds a foot in it. And he decides, yeah, right? That would be your normal reaction.
Yeah.
Not this guy. He decides that this foot in a grill is his ticket to fame.
What?
Yeah, it's the craziest story ever, man. He opens up like a thing where he charges people to come look at the foot, and everybody in town calls him the foot man.
The foot man. That's a nickname you don't want.
Yeah. But then the guy who it was, you know, the guy whose foot it was, he wants the foot back.
Oh, he's still alive?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
And so they end up going to court. It ends up on one of those judge shows, like Judge Joe Brown or something.
No way.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous story.
Wait. So his argument was, I'd imagine, he bought the grill, he bought the foot, it's his foot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, it's a guy's
and
foot.
And the other guy's like, it's my foot.
Right, it's my fucking foot, man. Wow.
It is the crazy. It's so crazy, and it's hilarious.
Did they say how the fuck got there?
Yeah, yeah, they go all into the story and everything.
I gotta see this bullshit now. Wow. How do you argue it?
Yeah, oh, it's crazy. And this guy, he was, and then he tries to cut a deal with the guy to, like, cut him in on the foot profit from the people looking at the foot stuff.
Oh, my God. Please tell me he's a redneck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
some redneck shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's totally redneck.
Only rednecks would argue about a foot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you would assume the guy died, especially in a grill.
Right, yeah.
Like, they cooked him.
Dude's alive and wants his foot back.
He had to be so upset when he found out the dude was alive, man. He had to break his world.
Ugh.
Oh, fuck. He's like, oh, that's my foot. He's probably like, bullshit. And then the guy shows up, no foot. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. And you know that guy showed up to try, like, you know, buy a ticket, whatever. And, like, just showed up, like, hey. Like, as soon as he seen someone without a foot, he had to be like, oh, no.
Yeah. I don't remember how that all played out. It's probably in there. But yeah, no, I became friends with the footman on Twitter for a little while.
Really?
Yeah, we went back and forth a little bit.
Oh, only you would become friends with a footman. Honestly.
I think I just tweeted something about how much I like the movie. Because it's a genuinely good movie, too. And he got a hold of me, so he must have been vanity searching. And he sent me a DM, and we went back and forth a little bit.
Well, you got to have the foot guy on your show.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Dude, come on. You gotta trade the foot guy.
Nah, he really wants sympathy.
Uh-huh.
He's one of those guys. So he's playing up like all this stuff about, you know, being disabled and not able to work and stuff.
Oh, so, I thought you meant the guy that had the foot.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh, so he's got problems too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. Poor me. Someone took my foot.
Yeah,
like the guy was like, "Motherfucker, you took my foot." I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, man. I recommend it.
Not for nothing though. Like, in all honesty, when you really boil it down, did you have to take the foot back? Like, what are you gonna do with that foot?
Yeah, I know. That's the whole thing. I mean, these guys are fighting in court and everything else over a foot.
But at least he was making money on it.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was doing so. He was trying to work that foot. Like, the other guy, what do you, you can't put it back on. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's spite work, really. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. And what's it called?
It's called Finders Keepers.
What a perfect name. I gotta look that up.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. You can probably find it streaming somewhere.
I'm sure. You know what? I'm gonna look it up now real quick. Hold up. Watch Finders Keepers. Oh, it's on Tubi for free.
No, there you go.
Okay. I got it. It has a picture of a foot.
Yeah, the poster is a picture of a foot.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this.
Oh, it's hilarious.
A fucking foot. Huh. Well, I'll be damned. Okay. I'm going to put that on the list. All right, man, you ready to knock this out?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Stevie has a small cock, Rob.
Stevie got a small cock.
Ah, welcome to Slasher Radio. Oh, my God. It's your boy Bones.